life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. I welcome my colleague Jed Babin, writing at the Washington Times about a very expensive weapon system called the F-35, planned and engineered for years to suit the purposes of all of the services, not just the Air Force. Therein lies a story. However, most recently, the pressing story is the expense of the F-35 and its performance. Jed, a very good evening to you. Your experience in the Pentagon helps me understand how a system can be built in one century and then wind up expensive in the next century, and yet there's no one there to stop it. So, or to review. At this point, you introduce the fact that there are voices being raised about a weapon system, F-35, from the 20th century that's here in the 21st. I name Adam Smith, the House Armed Services Committee Chair, very important, from Washington, and Air Force Chief of Staff Charles Brown. What are their doubts about the F-35 and why? Good evening to you, Jed.
Well, good evening, John. I think the basic point here is that the F-35 can't perform the missions to which it is assigned, and it is so costly that it is pushing out the chance for other aircraft and other weapon systems to be procured by the Defense Department. It is so literally expensive that, well, for example, its budget this year alone is about $400 billion, which is more than is being spent on the top three Navy shipbuilding programs, missile and attack submarines, destroyers, and frankly, it's $44 billion more than the total expenditures on 11 other major DOD weapon systems, ranging from the K-46 tanker to the CH-47 helicopters. It's bizarrely expensive. It's the most expensive weapon system that we have, and it's not reliable. The thing is simply incapable of flying when the stuff hits the fan. If you look at the testimony of Ellen Lord, it was a statement she made on the 19th of January. She was the outgoing Pentagon acquisition chief, and she said that, frankly, only 36% of the F-35s were fully mission capable at that point. That means if you have 10 F-35s on the line, at least six are not going to be able to fly and fight that day. It's a pretty lousy return on an incredibly huge investment.
My understanding of the F-35 from reading, Jed, is that it was designed to be a Swiss Army knife in the air, all things to all services. In addition to that, I'm told it's a software developer. It's an air traffic controller for a mix of different kinds of aircraft and drones, everything they can imagine for the 21st century. Is that mission met, the idea of it, that it's an all-everything fighter?
Well, clearly not. I mean, they started out with the idea that the Air Force and the Navy were going to fly the same version of the same airplane. And, of course, well, operating from an aircraft carrier places different stresses on the aircraft than operating from a paved runway, and the Marines don't want the doggone thing if it can't take off vertically. So you have three aircraft now where there was supposed to be one, and you have the situation where, again, the thing is not reliable. That's why Adam Smith is saying, I don't want to, and he literally said this on a few days ago, about a week ago, he said, I don't want to keep pouring money down that rat hole that the F-35 doesn't give us enough capability. We need to figure out how to terminate that program. So you look at that, and you look at the performance of the aircraft, and you look at, frankly, what happened to recognition of, quite frankly, the aircraft's failure by the Air Force and the Navy. The Air Force and the Navy have been deluding themselves and the Pentagon for almost 20 years. The contract was signed in 2001, and they've been developing this aircraft for 20 years. And General Brown, a few days before Mr. Smith said what he said, he came out in very carefully hedged terms, sort of admitting the F-35 is a failure. What he basically said was, well, this is our Ferrari. We don't want to fly it every day. You don't drive your Ferrari every day. We'll fly it on weekends. But the real reason he came out and he said that right now the Air Force needs not only a sixth-generation fighter, supposedly the next generation air dominance weapon system, but now he also said we need a, quote, fifth-generation minus 4.5-generation aircraft, end quote. What that means is the Air Force and the Navy need right now to fill the gap created by the F-35's inability to perform its mission. And they can't afford to do it, John, because the F-35 is gobbling up all the money that they might be able to spend on other aircraft.
We're speaking of the F-35, it presented as a fifth-generation aircraft. But, Jed, I want to go to another reading I've done about the magic of the F-22. You report that we have 185 F-22s that can't protect 2,500 F-35s. Jed, everybody I've ever read says the F-22 is a superior aircraft, that we need more of them. And I think I remember them debating whether to restart the production line. Is it too late? Can they go back to a plane they love?
Well, yes and no, John. They could. I think you could recreate the F-22 and start building it again. But the basic point here is, do you really want to? The F-22 is flying with 1980s vintage computers in it. I think if you're going to restart the F-22, you'd have to redesign parts of it to accept higher technology. That could be done. At what cost, at what time, I don't know. The problem is you can't do that either because you have the F-35 gobbling up all the money. The basic point of the F-35 was delivered by a gentleman named General Michael Hostage in 2014. He was the commander of Air Combat Command, and he said, without the F-22 flying to defend it, the F-35 was irrelevant to air warfare. That's about as strong a verdict as you can get to say that the Air Force really is getting a bad bargain, and the Navy as well.
Have we got a fighter gap now, Jed? Does it go on for a decade? Is there any estimate of when we can fill the gap?
Well, I don't think there is right now because the Air Force and the Navy don't admit that there is a gap. It's like President Biden saying there's no crisis at the border. If you don't admit you have a problem, you can't fix it. And right now, the Air Force is on the verge of admitting it, but Congress is taking a harder look. I think Adam Smith, as much of a partisan Democrat as he may be, has the right idea. Take a very hard scrub at the F-35, and we may see some action this coming year in returns, in terms of cutting back the funding for the F-35. That's
now,
the first step.
There are politics in Washington, I've heard, Mr. Babin, a politics. And you just referenced politics. Adam Smith comes from the Democratic Party that has never been romantic about the Defense Department budget. Does this suit the Biden administration's intentions to reorganize the federal budget to move money into the equity side away from the defense side? Are we seeing this in early days of a repositioning of the DOD?
I think it probably does represent that, John. I think Adam Smith would love to cut the F-35 and not replace it with anything. The Biden administration is not interested in increasing or even substituting one defense dollar for another. They want to reduce the defense budget, and they're going to do it by hook or by crook. And one of the ways they're going to do it is, I think, by cutting the F-35 back. We've seen this in past years, John. That's how we ended up with only 185 F-22s. Bob Gates, when he was Secretary of Defense, said, well, we don't want to build this anymore. It's too expensive. Well, now we've only got 185 of them, and we've got too many F-35s, and we're just not going to have the next generation air dominance weapon for probably another 20 years.
We're selling them to our allies, I believe. We're making it available to our allies. And are the allies evidencing unhappiness?
Well, they're evidencing unhappiness with the cost. And one of the clever things the Pentagon and Lockheed did in order to sell it to our allies is to get many of the countries that are buying the aircraft to produce parts for the aircraft. So you have about a dozen countries, including Turkey, by the way, which has been refused the F-35 because of its other, frankly, disloyalties to the United States and NATO. But 12 countries are supplying parts for it. They're buying the aircraft, and they're not happy about the cost either. I think we're going to see more countries overseas buying fewer F-35s in the next couple of years.
Jed Babin for The Washington Times. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
She's been thinking about this sleepover all week, but I think about her food allergies all the time. Fortunately, her doctor prescribes Xolair, omalizumab. It's proven to significantly reduce allergic reactions if a food allergy accident happens.
Xolair 150 milligrams is a prescription medication used to treat food allergy in people 1 year of age and older to reduce allergic reactions due to accidental exposure to one or more foods. While taking Xolair, you should continue to avoid all foods to which you are allergic. Don't use if you are allergic to Xolair. Xolair may cause a severe, life-threatening allergic reaction called anaphylaxis. Tell your doctor if you ever had anaphylaxis. Get help right away if you have trouble breathing or if you have swelling of your throat or tongue. Xolair should not be used for the emergency treatment of allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis. Xolair is for maintenance use to reduce allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, while avoiding food allergens. Serious side effects such as cancer, fever, muscle aches and rash, parasitic infection, or heart and circulation problems have been reported. Please see Xolair.com for full prescribing information. Ask an allergist about Xolair. This is an advertisement for Xolair paid for by Genentech and Novartis.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
What does Zyn really give you? Not just smoke-free nicotine satisfaction, but also real freedom to do more of what you love, when and where you want to do it. Why bring Zyn along for the ride? Because America's number one nicotine pouch opens up all the possibilities of right now. With Zyn, you don't just find freedom, you keep finding it. Find your Zyn. Learn more at Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.